Okay, today's daf is Krisha, daf Yud Ches. We learned today's daf was Zecha Nishmas, my great-grandfather, Harav Shmuel, Ben Harav David, the Dayan of Krinky, who was murdered on Kiddush Hashem. Yud Zayin is today Erev Pesach. He was killed while he was, or taken while he was baking matzahs, and he died death the equivalent to Rabbi Akiva. Right, we learned today's daf was Zecha Nishmas. Okay, we are on Yud Zayin Rav Beis by Amar Rav Chiya. So we have a machlokas whether or not in order to be chayv in Asham Tovo you have to have two pieces of suffix chayv and suffix shuman, or either one piece and you ate that one piece that was suffix chayv and suffix shuman. Machlokas one or two pieces. So we said yesterday as machlokas and we gave a svara as to why even one, because it's asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem b'shkaga and atchi yishkog b'shtayim. We had machlokas whether it's one or two. Okay, now we're going to bring two more ways of learning the machlokas. Amar b'chi amar rav. So the Brisa says, "Hayu l'fanu shnei chatichos." You had two pieces of meat. Achas shalchelav, one is chelav. Achas shuman, one is shuman. Right. So one's asher, one's mutter. But achal achas mehen, and you ate one of them. The ain your day is menachal. You don't know which one you ate. Chayav. There you chayav. But chaticha, if you only have one piece, sapik shalshuman, sapik shalchelav, and you didn't know whether it was a chelav or shuman, but achala, and you ate it. Potter, you're potter. Amar Rav Zeira, why? Because you only have one piece. What's the reason? Amar Rav Zeira, my time at the Rav, who says there's potter, no Asham Taloi. Kasava, Rav holds that in order to be chayav in Asham Taloi, an Asham Taloi is only to protect you from the Yisurin until you know Vadai that you're going to bring a chatas. So only if there's a possibility that there'll be a Vados chatas do you have an Asham Taloi. But he, so Shtei Chatichos, Efshar Lavar Yisuro. When you have two pieces, there is a possibility to determine whether you violated the Isra or not. You have someone check the leftover piece. Check the leftover piece. Ah, this leftover piece is chaylev, what you ate with shuman. This leftover piece is shuman, what you ate with chaylev, bring a chatas. But if there's only one piece, when you ate it, what are you checking? Gone. Right? He says, l'rava, right, sorry, shtei chatichos echshel l'var yisuro. Chaticha achas, eichshel l'var yisuro. There's no way to check. The Rashi explains, he says, the Asham Tolui, ain't but el hagen al mini yisurin. It only comes to protect from the yisurin, achi yodo lo yavi chatas, k'nefarsh perek vaso. Look, shtei chatichos, you have two pieces of achal achas. V'nishara achas, efshar, sheyovel achas man baki, sheyakir imano serishuman vadai, yosherishuman vadai, chelev achal. If he was shuman, then he definitely ate chelev. V'yovi chatas, v'achli achas, v'achli yishol avaro. With one piece, you can't be mavaret. So whereas, okay, so my ika being time of the rava, the time of the rabzera. Right, Rav says that you need two pieces. We had Rav's limud from the pasuk, and you had Rav Zeira's limud now that you need Efshel Lavara. So Ika Benayu, read the Gemara, Ika Benayu, Kazayas Umechsa. You have one piece of Kazayas and one piece of half of Kazayas. Lir Rav, like a mitzvos. Rav learned that from the pasuk, it says mitzvos, right? It says, you read it mitzvos, means two, right? Lir Rav, like a mitzvos. Here there's no two pieces. The one that's Chatzi Kazayas, it's not a piece. It doesn't count. So it's only going to still only be one piece here. But the Rav Lekha Mitzvah Supater, the Rabbi Zeira, you'd be chayv in Lashem Tala in this case, because you have the leftover Chatzi Kazayis, you ate the Kazayis, there's a Chatzi Kazayis left over. Check what it is. Who cares? You can check what it is. So, I mean, I had the question also, the Rav Chonim asked, what if to bring the case of you have a Kazayis Umetzah? You ate a big piece of meat, you only ate part of it. Right? Same nafkamina. Right. But a big piece of meat is bigger. The similar answer that they give. When you have a big piece of meat, you ate half of it, you have 18 kazaysim.
You don't have fat to get onion to shear.
Well, no. Let's say you had a piece that's worth 6 kazaysim. You ate 3 kazaysim. Yeah. You ate 3 kazaysim, well, you have a piece that was 2 kazaysim, and you ate 1 kazayas, and you have another kazayas left over. So according to Rava, it was only one piece. So there's lekha mitzos, you caught the mushroom totally. According to Rabbi Zeira, you still have shlavara left over. So they asked similar, that they want to talk about a case where there was two achilos, two Aruch Haner discusses it, not a big deal, but just a question of what the Gemara was doing. Now the Gemara is basically going to repeat the Gemara did yesterday. So Esve, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Koi, a koi, which is this unknown status, this animal, Chayav and Achel b'Ashem Taloi, if you eat a chaylev, you don't know whether it's a chay, you don't know what's a behemoth, you eat a chaylev, you chayav and Ashem Taloi, because the suffix, it's a chay and chaylev is mutter, or suffix it's a behemoth, it's chaylev is usher. But Eiv Shalavar Yisuro, you're never going to get to that, that's a halach suffix, you're never going to get to the bottom line, to the bottom of it, so why are you bringing the Ashem Taloi? So Amar Le, Rabbi Lezer Savar Lo Ba'in Levar Yisuro. Rabbi Lezer says, you don't need to, he's going to call his feet Rabbi Lezer. He doesn't need Levar Yisuro. He just says he needs one. He just needs a Safik. Same Gemara's yesterday. So Espe, another question. Safik Ben Tisha, Lebal Rishon, O Ben Shiva, Lebal Lach Achron. Right? So you have a woman, so who was Misya Bemes, during the first 3 months after her husband dies, and she gives birth to a baby, to a son, 7 months from the Yivam. So the suffix, whether it's a 9-month baby from the original husband, or it's or maybe it's a 7-month baby from the second husband. So what's the story? So if it's from the first husband, then she was violated by being with the brother. So we say Yotzi, they have to get divorced, because maybe there was a suffix, they weren't allowed to have Yivam. Havlad Kasher, the father's Kasher Mimanusha. Because if it's a 7-month baby, then it was born from the first brother. If it's a 9-month baby, well, then it was good Yivam. So Mimanusha, the Vlad is Kasher. But the Chayavim, the Yavam, the Yavama, a Chayavim, and Ashim Toloi. Because maybe the Vlad is from the first husband, and then he was Baal Eishas Ach, and I'm the Makkah Mitzvah, and he's been for why? Yiv Shalavara. So I don't know how that works with Ma'azev. With Ma'azev, it's probably Yiv Shalavara. Scientifically, you can do genetic testing, DNA testing. I don't know. So I wonder. So the Gemara says, Hamani, so who holds this, whose sheet is this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Lezer, who says, in order to chayv Nashim Toloi, you don't need to have a case of Epshel Levarer. Whatever's the suffix, you bring Nashim Toloi. Esbe, the next question, Nimsa Al-Shalah, so after Bia, they found blood on her cloth, Esyom, immediately after she checked, so Tumayim, they're definitely Tumayim Vadai, and therefore they guess they're chayavim Karban Chatos, because of Bol Nida. But Nimsa Ad Shalal La'achazman, which is only found on her cloth after a certain amount of time, then Tmeim is Suffolk. And as a Suffolk, maybe the Dam came after Tashmash. There's no Vados that the Chas Tashmash she was a Nidah, so there's no Chatas. The Futurim in the Karba, so the Patrim in the Chatas. The Tani Allah, but the Brisa says over there, Chayavim Ba'ashim Toloi. Get the Chayav and Ashim Toloi, but it's Yashalavar. Right? It's just a Suffolk. There's no possibility of Biror here. Again, Hamani Rabbi Lezer, this goes according to Shita of Rabbi Lezer. Who holds that you bring an Ashim Toloi even by a suffix Yiv Shalavar? So it's funny. So you have a Dasi after Rabbi Lezer, and all the Mishnayos go like it. Interesting. Okay, I'll leave that for the scholars. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. Rav says, "Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos." Okay, going to give another reason for Rav. Same brisa. "Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos." You have two pieces of meat in front of you. Achas shalchele ve'achas shalshumim. One is aser, one is mutar. The achal achas mehen, eat one of them. The ainer day and the aser mehen achal. You don't know which one you ate. Chai, you have to bring an Ashim Toloi because the suffix whether you ate something that's aser. But if you have one piece of meat, suffix shall chelo, suffix shall suma, the achal one you ate, potter, you potter. Amar Rav Nachman, my time with the Rav. What's the reasoning for Rav, who says that you only chayav for two pieces, not for one piece? The third reason. The kasavar, shtei chatichos, ikbo isura. Chaticha achas lo kabo isura. When it comes to two pieces, there's vadai isra here. So if it's vadai isra and you ate one, that's strong enough to bring the suffix, the suffix that you definitely violated an isra, and therefore, it's strong enough to require you to bring an Ashim Toloi. But if there's only one piece, there's no Kviyas Isser. Because we were never certain to begin with that there was, I don't know why it makes a difference, but he says it does, we were never certain to begin with that there was something that was Usher here. That's not powerful. So if you eat that piece, that's not powerful enough to create a Kviyah for Ashim Toloi. Now the Gemara is asked, so Ma'ika, so what's the difference between, your question?
Can you bring Ashim Toloi if you're not required to?
We'll get to that. It's Machlokas, whether you can be Menadim or Ashim Toloi. See that in a minute. Or 5 minutes. Ma'ika, what's the chiluk between all the three lashonos? So Ma'ika ben ikbo yisura, our last case, ben iyashal levar yisura, to be the second reason, and also inherently the question is the first reason of mitzvos mivayi, because we're going to see that the Gemara is an answer for all three. So ikbo benayu kigon shahayu lefan of shtei chatichos. You have two pieces of meat in front of you. Achas ocheilav ve'achas oshumen. One is cheilav and aser, one is shumen and mutter. Uba ove kachavim ve'achas rishona. And a guy came and eats the first one. Okay? Uba Yisrael ba'achos ha'shniyah. And with Yisrael, then you come and you eat the second one. So Lirav, a point to Rav who says, Yish im l'mikra, and therefore since it's mitzvos, you have to start off with two pieces. When the Yisrael eats it, there has to be two pieces. Leka mitzvos in the achos Yisrael. There's no mitzvos, there's no two pieces when the Yisrael came to eat it. So therefore there's no Ashim Toloi. Lirav Zero holds that the reason is that because you have the Efshel of Arer, so to hear your potter, because Efshel of Arer Yisurei, you can't, both of them are eating, you can't check, you can't do any testing. Lir Rav Nachman, the whole issue is whether Ikva Yisura, will hear Ikva Yisura is established. You just happen to have eaten after one disappeared, but the establishment, so they see over here that they're holding that where Rav Nachman says ikva yisura, it's not ikva yisura b'shas achila. It's ikva yisura even from a previous time. So ikva yisura, the isra was clear when the whole process started, and therefore you would be chayv and ashram tola in this case. So Esri, rather Rav Nachman, I'm going over similar gemaras again. They ask Rav Nachman, Rav Lezer Omer Koi, right? He says that a Koi, which is a Sap Echai, the Chelev is Mutra, Sap Mehema, the Chelev is Aser, Chayav Machel Boashim Toloi, even though there is no Isser Barav or Kavua here. Not Isser Kavua here. It's a Sapik to begin with. So Rav Lezer Loboi, Kibus of the Isura. Rav Lezer doesn't hold that you need these Kibus Isser. So Esri, Sapik Mentisha, Lubrisham, Oben Shivala Akron. Yotziv v'akasher v'chayev mashm toloi. Why? There's no ikvah yisur here. It's a suffix whether or not she was chayev, whether she should have had yibam or not. So the Gemara answers. Hamani. This is Rav Eliezer. This is the sheet of Rav Eliezer again. It doesn't hold that you need ikvah yisura. Esvei nimsa al shelo tumein v'chayev and bekarva. Right. They find the blood in his cloth, and it's bad day that it happened during bia. If they find it on her cloth immediately, then nimsa al shelo esyom right away. Then tamei mechayav mekarva. That's to bring the karva gatas. Nimsa al shelo laachrasman tamei misafik. The tummy misafik upiturim in a karva. They don't bring a karva. The tali lachayav mashon toloi. Why? There's no equally story here. They never figure it out. It's an inherent doubt. So it goes ishtik. Right. He didn't have an answer for this one. He didn't have an answer for this one. Lebasa did nothing after Rava went away. Amar Rav Nachman says, "My time of the Wamile, I should have said this. The high money. Who is this sheet? This price of going like Rav Meir? He. It's going like Rav Meir. The low boy kiyusa the yisura who doesn't require you to have a kiviyus for iser. Why? How do we know that? The sanya with a price that says hashochet asham tali b'chutz. Okay, guy brings an asham tali and shechs it outside the base of Midrash. So the chayev for shechting, chayev for shechita b'chutz. Rav Meir mechayev. Rav Meir says you are chayev to bring, I believe, and Arsul says as well, you are chayev to bring an ashram toloi on the shechita b'chutz, because they're going to say that it's not. That's my question as well. They're saying the logic that they're having here is that the ashram toloi is coming on a suffix iser to begin with, the original ashram toloi. So it's possible that you never violated that iser. So if you never violated that iser to begin with, then what you have here is a chulin animal. So it's not kvius iser over here. I see, like you're saying, what are you talking about? The Torah says, on a suffix, you bring an asham toloi. So you have the situation of suffix, you bring an asham toloi, it's a korban vados. Because they already took into consideration the fact that it was a suffix.
It's bona fide real korban, right?
Right. So what does it mean? So if I bring it to asham toloi, does that mean I have a suffix of chulin bazara? No, it's a bona fide korban. So I hear you. I have the same question. I believe there's a note in the article that talks about that. He quotes a chasanish or a chayim, a long note. So obviously it's discussed. So I mean, daf yomi, as long as you let someone discuss it, you're yotze, right? So feel free to look at the Rav Chaim. So the Rav Chaim Friska. So he says, right, let's go again. The Hamani, it's Rav Meir. He the low boy kibush lisur the sign. Hashochet asham tali by chutz. Rav Meir mechayev to bring a karbon and chacham and poach him. So you see that Rav Meir doesn't need kviyas isura, because he says even though the original asham toloi didn't have a real kviyas, it's a bona fide karbon. That's why if you shef it outside, you chayev shechitas chutz. Chachamim say no, you don't have kviyas. You don't need. The chachamim say that you would need kviyas, and since or the chayev the second asham, since the first asham is not necessarily a kashrim behemah, because maybe you weren't in violate the original iser, they're pturim. So fine. So v'amai, the question that we're all asking, v'amai leim alei derbi lezer hi. Just ask all the other Mishnayos from Rabbi Lezer. Just say, this Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer. I want to teach you something new. Hakamashma, the Rabbi Meir Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer Kai. I want to teach you that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer hold the same thing, that because they hold that ain't sarach tzayikwa yisur. You don't need a kviyus iser, and therefore, that's why he said Rabbi Meir. The question still is, though, is that why didn't he just say right away? Why was he quiet? Why didn't he say Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir in any other cases? When we had two Bryce, two Mishnai, two previous times we were asking Tashas on Svarah for Rav, and we never went to Rav Meir. All of a sudden, here the last time we hit Rav Meir. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman says the name of Rav. Chaticha, you have a piece. Suffix shel chelev, suffix shel shuman. That is the suffix itself, whether it's chelev or shuman. Va'akala, and you ate it. So Rav's going to hold that you're not chayim, because he says you need two, three Svaros, but he says you need two pieces. Bundle the machlokas Rabbi Lezer v'chachamim. You come to the machlokas. This is the machlokas to Rabbi Lezer v'chachamim. Whether or not you chayim an asham toloi. Right, according to, so, right, that's the machlokas. Right, Rav Lezer is going to say, Yechayev, for whatever reason, you don't need ishim lemisora, you don't need kriyas nisura, whatever it is, reason is. So the Gemara asks, l'shitas Rabbi Elazar, ma'ir ki akala. It seems over here that only if you ate a piece, sapichayim sapichshuman, that's the machlokas, and that's where Rabbi Elazar says that yachayev. But Rabbi Elazar says yachayev even if you never violated isur. Rabbi Elazar, ma'ir ki akala. I feel a low akala nami. Even if you didn't eat a piece of suffix, you can bring an ashim toloi. That's not what you said before. Yasir Elazar, omim is not adam ashim toloi b'chol yom. You can bring an ashim toloi every day. I have a suffix every day with writing in a beira. So I'll bring an ashim toloi every single day. So why are you coming to tell me? Why are you coming to tell me that the only machlokas is whether or not you ate or not? Rabbi Elazar will say that even if you didn't eat a piece, you can bring an ashim toloi. Tosas asks, and I don't understand Tosas' answer. But his question is good. He says, well, what's the question? Just say eichanami that Rabbi Elazar holds. That you can eichanami Rabbi Elazar holds that you can be misnadev a shetoli. But we're talking about the machlokas over here where you had one piece of meat. When you have one piece of meat, you don't know what it is. Are you chayav to bring an ashram toli or not? That's a machlokas. They're made of chachamim. Yeah, Rabbi Elazar says you can also you're mutter to bring an ashram toli in other situations. But we're having a machlokas whether you're chayav or not. That's Tosa's question. He says im tomer my parif eichanami misnadev aval hachu mechayav ashram avor chato. The Kamash one sarach shaviyenu, but lo ba'in lechaticha mishtei chatichos. That's a good question. I didn't get to finish Tosa's answer, but like I said, someone discusses it. I feel much better. Okay. So Amar of Ashi, Rashi says the answer. Rabbi Lezer aliba the Baba ben Buta. Rabbi Lezer only goes according to the sheet of Baba ben Buta. The Tnan. Let's read Rashi for this. Right. So Amar of Ashi. Look at the longer Rashi. Amar of Ashi. Hadav inan. Let's finish the Gemara first. Let me read Rashi. The Tnan. Ella omrim li hamtin achit kanis lebeis suffik. You have to wait until you have a little bit of a suffik. So Rashi says, Amar of Ashi, hadu ba'ina mixas isur le Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that, no, you can be misnadev, but you have to have a little bit of a suffik. You can't just stam, wake up in the morning and say, I'm bringing an ashram toli right now, this moment, for today. Right? Why? Because aliba de bavim buta ka'amar, the Amar perik basra, it's at the end of the Masechta, that bavim buta hayam mevi ashram toli b'chol yom, who would bring ashram toli every day, chutzi motzi yom kippurim, except for motzi yom kippur. So Amar hama'on hazeh, I guess the person who was in charge of the Beis HaMidrash, wouldn't let him bring ashram toli on motzi yom kippur, right? Menichin osi, ilu menichim osi, had they left me alone, hayisi mevi, I would bring. Elo omrim liv, they say to me, Hamtim achet yikonis lebeis hasafik, meaning wait, klomar hamtim ad lemachar, go to wait till tomorrow. So yish mixas safik semechatas hayom. Maybe you did something. Today it was Yom Kippur. We're going to see that Yom Kippur acts like an ashram toloi. It's mechatar for everything during the. So he didn't bring an ashram toloi during the day. So we bring an ashram toloi. What's Yom Kippur for? Aval motzi Yom Kippur ein lachush bekach tahal kippur lav Yom Kippur masveiko. Here I'm in a perik basra. Chayav yasham is tluyin. She'avra lein Yom Kippur peturim. Your potter once Yom Kippur passed. V'aliba dahai. And according to this, v'ina mixa suffik. Need a little bit of a suffik. To go to chatich achas afilu Rabbi Lezer. Even as one piece of meat, according to Rabbi Lezer, is enough. Aval rabbanon the pligia the Rabbi Lezer in perik basra. Damer inu v'ina ashram toli el adavish is don't occuris. We might say have the matzah kazul nazara hakanami pi daka but ina gives people mitzvahs. They said that you need a bada yisur, whatever the case is. But here Rabbi Elazar who says yeah you can be misnadi, you have to have a little bit of a suffix above him and buta. Okay, there's a whole machlokas over here though. In the Torah brings down when those of us who say karbanos, so a lot of after you say the chatas, after you say the ola, you say you hear what's wrong, you will grab the ola. You say the shlomim, you hear what's wrong, you will grab the shlomim. Because even if I wasn't chayav, I can be misnadi. By chatas, we don't say the yihirasson because the possibility I'm not chayav chatas. Some people, but when it comes to an asham, Torah brings down that you shouldn't say either because maybe there's machlokas whether or not you can be misnadev to asham talo or not. So maybe you can't bring an asham bin the dava, but maybe you can bring an asham talo bin the dava. So there's a machlokas whether or not you say that yihirasson in the karbanos. There are those who don't say any of the yihirasson, so it turns out but there are those who do. That's the machlokas. So Tanur
Rabbanan. So when it says that the other says that you could bring it even, whatever, stam in a day, and then it says, no, it's okay.
You have to have a little bit of a suffix.
You can't stam bring it.
You're qualifying with his statement. You have to have a little bit of a suffix. What's a little bit of a suffix? One piece of meat. It's not a full-blown suffix, because it's not ikva yisura, it's not the efshel levarer.
In other words, we're saying no. The other says, no, you have to have
some sort of suffix. You can't just stomp. Right. Seems to be that's the outcome. Tana Rabbanan. Hayu, lefano, shnei chatichos. You have two pieces of meat in front of you. Achas, shumah, v'achas, l'chela. One's mutter, one's aser. Ba Yisrael ba'achalas harishona. So Yisrael comes and eats the first one. Ba'o b'kachavim ba'achalas hashniya. And then a guy comes and eats the second one. Chayav. Everyone's going to agree that you're chayav in the first case. Because when the Yisrael ate it, they were two pieces. Right? At that moment when you ate it, every ikra yisura, it would have been epsilon fire, the whole thing would have been at the moment you ate it. It came kelev, even if a dog ate the second one, if a raven ate the second one. But, ba'o b'kachavim ba'achalas hashniya. Let's say a guy eats the first piece. And then Bar Yisrael Achas Hashniya, and the Yisrael eats the second one, then it's Pater. The Pater, why? Because there's only one piece, right? At the shot of the Chila, there's only one piece. But Rebbe Mechayev. But Rebbe doesn't say that you're Mechayev, because Rebbe holds that an Asham Talway can come even on a suffix of one piece. The Bryce continues, Achal Es Harishon B'Shogeg, you ate the first piece B'Shogeg, that you didn't know that it was Safi Chalev, Vashniya b'mezid, then you're chayev. Why? Because when you ate b'shogeg, which is when you be chayev a karbon, if you eat b'mezid, not chayev a karbon, if you ate b'shogeg, and you be chayev a karbon, you had two pieces of meat in front of you. So everyone's going to say that you're chayev. But harishona b'mezid, vashniya b'shogeg, the rishon was b'mezid, and the sheni was b'shogeg, so the time that you ate something where you would have been chayev a karbon, there's only one piece of meat, so you have the same machlokas. So they say pater, right? Because at the moment that you were shogeg, were not two pieces. But Rabbi Zimun Chayev, you and Asham Tali, because even the Shnia, you ate the second one of the shogeg, and you only need to have a suffix in one piece, according to Rabbi, in order to be Mechayev and Asham Tali. Now,
in case there was two pieces and Yisrael ate the first one of the shogeg,
right?
Why is it urgent that critical someone ate the second
piece? I think it's just for consistency in the cases. He ate the first one of the shogeg when there were two.
Right.
I think just giving a litany of cases, so that's the first the first case. Now, Akal Shtehen B'mezid, let's say he ate both pieces of B'mezid, then there's no, you're Pater, there's no carbon, because you're not Chayav carbon, you're just B'mezid, it's only to B'shogeg. Achaluhum Shnayim, two people eat the pieces B'shogeg. Reuben eats the first piece B'shogeg, Shimon eats the second piece B'shogeg. So Shneim Chayavim, they both have to bring an Ashram Taloi, but the Brisa says, Hasheni lo min adin. The Shane doesn't really have to bring the Asham Taloi. He doesn't really have to bring the Asham Taloi. Ela she'im ata omer pater. But if you tell the second guy that you're pater, why? Because the second guy ate it, there's only one piece. But if you tell that the second guy is pater, well, you're pater. Well, the first guy is bringing the karma. If you're pater, then he must have eaten the real piece of chela. Then why is he bringing the Asham Taloi? He should bring the chatas. That's the confusion that can come about. Ela she'im ata omer pater, kavatas harishonim lo chatas. So now, like Mariah, so wait a second. Well, whose shita is this like? Umanu, I Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, Minadina Medinhu, then if it's Rebbe who says that you bring an Asham Taloi, even if there's one piece, then it is Minadin that the second guy has to bring the carbon. Because one piece was a suffix. It's to bring an Asham Taloi, right? The I Rabbanan, if it's Rabbanan in the Braisa, so Mishum de lo nikbar Rishu Mechatos, namely Lashini, Aisi Chum Lazara, we want to avoid people thinking that the first guy is Chai Vechatos. So we can tell the second guy bring an Asham Taloi. But he had a Chai Vechatos. So you're going to bring Chum Lazara to protect what everybody thinks about the first guy? You're going to make you do an evader so people don't think badly about the first guy? Doesn't make any sense. So we're going to go back and say, no, I'm a Rav Ashi. What's the case? Well, it's Rabbi Lezer. He is going according to Shita Rabbi Lezer, who holds Misnadev Adam Asham Toli B'Choyom. You can make an adava for an Asham Toli as long as there's a little bit of a suffix. Here there's a little bit of a suffix, right? The Hilka Kamrinale, we tell the second guy who ate the second piece, but there was only one piece left, I see Asham Toli. Bring an Asham Toli, Ma'asne, and make it tonight. E Acha Rishon Shuman. If the first guy ate Shuman, so you have a suff. We don't know. It's a suffix. Maybe the first guy ate shuman. Maybe you ate, and then you ate the chaylev. So you have to bring an Asham Taloi, right? I achal shuman, v'hu achal chaylev lahavi kapara. So this Asham Taloi should be a kapara until we figure out what the situation is. But I lo, but the first guy did eat chaylev, and when you ate a shuman, so lahavi nadava. So your carbon will be in a dava. But you see, Simcha, there is a little bit of a suffix here. That's why even according to Rabbi Lezer, you can bring it. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan. Getting back to the Yedios now. Tana Rabbanan, Achal Safik Chalev. Guy ate Safik Chalev. Okay, so I have Safik Chalev. Vino Delo. And after I ate that piece that was Safik Chalev, I was told about it. Okay, so I'm Chayv and Asham Talu. That is Safik. I was told that's a Safik. So I had ate a piece of meat. By the way, what you ate was a Safik Chalev, Safik Shuman. Chayv Asham Talu. Okay? So Safik Chalev Vino Delo. Then again, Safik Chalev Vino Delo. I'm in the same place, I ate another piece of meat. And then they tell me again, you know, that was also a suffix. Now I'm chayav two, I chayav another asham taloi. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says that you chayav two ashamos taloi. Rebbe Omer, kishem she'i, she, maybe chatas, al kol achas fa'achas, kach maybe asham taloi, al kol achas fa'achas. Rebbe says that what would happen in the same situation that we have, you say you ate one, you told us the suffix, and you found out later it's vadai. And you ate another one, you told us the suffix, found out later it's a vadai. Does the idea suffix in between separate the, is that considered a second halama? The fact that someone told me there was a suffix on the piece of meat. Rabbi says, yeah, it's separated. So in that situation, I would have to bring two chataos. So to here, I would bring two asham taloi. Right? So again, what's the case? I ate one piece of meat. The Rebbe said, ate one piece of meat. And afterwards, I was told, by the way, it's a suffix that may have been chalif. Okay? Before I bring my asham taloi, they tell me, by the way, no, we found out for sure that really is a vadai. So I had the idea suffix in between. Before they told me that it was definitely vadai, I ate another piece of suffix. So does the idea suffix enough to separate to be mechayev me two chatos? Rabbi says yes, and therefore so too you mechayev two hashamos. That's the all these ideas case, similar to what we had a couple of days ago about the ideas. For Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, ain maybe ela asham taloi echad. You only bring one asham taloi in our case. Shenamar, because the pasuk says by korban asham, it says the chiper alav akohen al shigigaso or share shagag. So why does he say shigigaso and shagag and everything like the two shigagas? Even for multiple shagagos, should only bring one. What would be the case? It would be the case if what you had yediyah suffix in between. Yediyah suffix was not satisfying. So Amar Rab Zeir says, "Kan shana Rebbe yediyah suffix lechalkos lechatos." Here we see that Rebbe says that a person who did an avera b'shogeg multiple times, and in between each avera he was notified that he may have been sinned b'safik, that's enough to separate the chatos, that's mechakos lechatos, so if he finds it at the end that it was vadai, he's going to bring the chatos on kol chad v'chad. That's considered muchlokin. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, no, ain yedios safik mechakos lechatos. He says, that's not, yedios safik is not mechakos lechatos. So how does he learn Rebbe? As Rebbe clearly said, that you bring two asham tovois, that's not a word, two ashamos plios, in our case. So Ela Hakitani, this is how you read the Braisa. Kishem Shim Haisel Yediya Vadai, maybe Khatas call Akas Bakatas, Kak im Haisel Yediya Suffik, maybe Ashim Tolay call Akas Bakatas. You have to make a clear separation, the clear juxtaposition of Khatas and Ashim. Khatas is Vadai anything that applies to Khatas by Vadai applies to Ashim by Taloy, by Suffik. So the case would be if you had a case where I ate a piece of chalif, a piece of meat, and they told me that's Vadai chalif. And then I eat another piece of meat. They told me it's vadai chalif. That separates between two chatos. If they tell me it's suffix in between, that's enough to bring two ashamos. Not enough to bring a chatos, but it's enough to bring ashamos. Yediya suffix is enough to separate the ashamos. Because in ashamos, we're in the world of suffix, which makes sense, al pi svara. So Amalei Abaye says, wait a second. How can you tell me that? Ta'at lo tisbra. Do you not hold that yediya chatos mechakos, yediya suffix mechakos mechatos? You can tell me that yediya suffix is not enough to separate the halamos for chatos from yechayi two chatos? The Isak Adaitach, if you are right, that Yediya Suffik e Mechatos lechatos, that Yediya Suffik is not Mechalik for Chatos. The Chatos Achas maybe, and on this case, and if you had a Yediya Suffik in between two Achilas Chalev, you would only bring one Karbon, Amai maybe Asham Tolia Kol Achas for Achas. Why do you bring an Asham Tolia in each case? Batanya, Klalo Shodaber, Kosha Chalukim Mechatos, Chalukim Ashamos. We have a Klal that says that the Ashamos follow the Chatos. So anything that's a split for a Chatos is a split for an Asham. The corollary is, if it's not split for a chatos, it's not split for an asham. So what do you tell, if it's not split for a chatos, if you do something that doesn't work for a chatos, how does it work for an asham? So the Gemara, they don't answer the question, but they just ask him a different question. They go back in Abaye. Amalei Rabba Barchanan Abaye, Ulididach the Amar, according to you, that you say, Yedios Suffik Mechatos Lechatos, well I'll ask you this question. Elamayata, interesting case, Achol Kazayis Chaylev Lifnei Yom HaKippurim. Okay? You ate a kezayis chaylev, which is aser, before Yom Kippur. Ukezayis chaylev, ukezayis chaylev after Yom Kippur. If it's mazed, there's no carbon, there's no shayla. And a kezayis chaylev after Yom Kippur. And you ate them both the helam echad. Because you never found out that you violated the iser between each other. The Yom HaKippurim b'makom asham toloikai. We mentioned the Rashi before. Yom Kippur is instead of an asham toloi. Because Yom Kippur is mechaper as suffik averos in place of an asham toloi. Therefore, basically, Yom Kippur seems to be that Yom Kippur is equivalent to a yediya suffik. Why is Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur would be similar to a yediya suffik because you kind of had a fear in between. That's what I think it says. It says that Yom, right? He says, Hakinami, then maybe shtei chatos. So would you think, according to Abaye, that you'd have to bring two chatos in this instance as well? Yom Kippur is yediyah suffix in between. So I have chalev before, chalev after. I don't understand that. This is Rashi second. Rashi says, "Elamayata achaz zayis chelul kodem yom kippur, because zayis chelul achin yom kippur. Mishneim behelam achad b'makom ashram tolui kai. Here the prani b'perek basha chiyuve yashamos tluyin she'avar aleim yom kippurim. Just a dalid. Yom kippurim p'turim. The habilei yediyah suffik. Yom kippur is mechaper. Yom kippur is equivalent to yediyah suffik." No, Yediyah Safik. So Yom Kippur is like Yediyah Safik. I knew this last night. The Yom Kippur b'makom Ashram Toloi, right? So Yom Kippur is mechaper on the Safik of Eros instead of Ashram Toloi. Therefore, Yom Kippur is considered that he had a Yediyah Safik that he had to bring an Ashram because it's mechaper. Once it's mechaper for you, you had a Yediyah. Well, I got kapara for it, so I know that I had Yediyah. So according to you, Abaye, that Yediyah Safik is mechalik between the chatos. So hachanami the maybe shtei chatos, because here, I guess he ate one piece, had the idea suffik of Yom Kippur in between, then ate another piece. Turns out that both are vaday chelev, so he's to bring two chatos. Because the idea suffik, you're going to say the idea suffik should bring two chatos. But they ask ha behelam achas echlunan. But here he ate the shtei chatichos behelam achas. He would only have to bring one chatos. I guess they know to establish for sure that the price of the whole thing, you only bring one korban chatos. Why only bring one korban chatos? Because you go by, you should bring two korban chatos because you have yediyah suffik in between. Because Yom Kippur is yediyah suffik, you have yediyah suffik in between, therefore you should bring a chatos for the first piece and the chatos for the second piece, and you have two chatos. But we know here that you only bring one chatos because Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is yediyah suffik. It's the same case. Once you establish Yom Kippur is yediyah suffik, according to Abaye, that should separate between the two halamos, bring two korban chatos. But we know that you only bring one korban chatos. So Abaye answers, Amalei Abaye, Uman leim alon the Yom Kippur mechaper adulo mis yada. Who told you that Yom Kippur is mechaper on an aveira that you don't know about? Dilma v'hudim mis yada le. Maybe Yom Kippur is only mechaper on aveira that you know about. And here, when you ate the chaylev before Yom Kippur, you didn't know that it was. You ate a piece of meat. Only later did they tell you that it's a suffix. So at the moment, I didn't know. So if I didn't know, then Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. And now since there is no yediyah suffix, because Yom Kippur is not mechaper. So then I have, that's why I only bring one, because it's one halama. There was no yediyah in between. So Amalei Rava, Rava says to him, the gears here is tarda, which means like a fool, shota, right? Hoda v'lo hoda t'nani. Don't say that Yom Kippur is only mechaper on things that you know about. Here Mishnah Shavuos, it says Yom Kippur is mechaper on items that you don't know about, right? The Yom Kippur says, it says in Shavuos, that Yom Kippur is mechaper, bein al misha no delo l'fnei Yom Kippur m'sha'achal safi chelev, bein al misha lo no delo sha'achal safi chelev. This guy eats safi chelev before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. If Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, then have yediyah in between, and yet you see, so it's two halamos, you're only bringing one, korban chatos. You see that yediyah safi that does not split for a chatos. Ikad amri, so some ask the question on Abaye this way. Ikad amri, amri rava bar chadam l'abaye, ma ilu, what's the following case? Let's say b'shogin, achal kezayis chelev, Shachris Yom Kippurim. You ate a kezayis of chelev in the morning of Yom Kippur. The kezayis chelev b'mincha b'Yom Kippurim. You ate another piece of chelev at mincha b'Yom Kippur. But one helen. I guess you didn't know that it was Yom Kippur, and you didn't know that it was usher, that it was a piece of chelev. Right? So now you chayev chatos. With two showies, but you found out afterwards that it's a chelev. So you chayev chatos. You didn't know. I guess whatever the isser is over there, you chayev. So we're just focusing on the chelev aspect, right? So hachanami the mechayev shtei chatos. According to you, Abaye, you should be chayev shtei chatos because why? The time of the day of Yom Kippur in between is the yediyah safek, and that yediyah should separate between the two evenings. And should be chayev two korbanos chatos, but we're only chayev one. So you see that yediyah safek, meaning Yom Kippur, does not mechalik. I think the whole premise is strange that just because you have get kapara, that means it's yediyah safek. So I get kapara without knowing about it. But, right. One I was told, by the way, there was a suffix here. The other one is, by the way, Yom Kippur was mechaper. Great. Does that mean I knew that I don't know. But afterwards you found out that it was Vadai, that it was Vadai Chilev. So my Ashim Tawoy turns into a Chatas. So it's the fact that I knew... What?
You bring the carburetor.
What I've been talking about? Yeah.
You bring the carburetor. And then afterwards, a week later, someone says, oh, I know the story. And it was the fact that you were over an acer.
Yeah. Bring the chata.
Of course you do.
Right. So
you already have the same case. You have the suffer first, and then the bade later on.
Right.
But you have to bring both.
But he was talking about two, but separated between two mycin. In order for two mycin to have two carbonos, you have to have a chilis. So we say here that the fact that someone told you that you may have there was a suffix violation on the first one, is that enough of a separation for the second to bring two carbonos?
I'm still stuck on Yom Kippur part.
Yeah, so am I. How does Yom Kippur equate to be a suffix?
I
hear you.
You said, no, I understand.
I hear you. I hear you.
Yom Kippur part gets thrown as well.
I hear you. I'm not sure I understand how Yom Kippur is equated to Yediyah suffix. Just I don't get it. Halachically it does. I don't get it. So Amalei Abaye Uman Leim on the Kippur Kol Shaita Mechaper. Who says that every moment Yom Kippur is Kapara? Right? Dilma Kule Yomak Meorta. Maybe Yom Kippur is only Mechaper those who did Chatoim before Yom Kippur, but the ones who did Averus on Yom Kippur doesn't work for. So therefore, if Yom Kippur doesn't work for them, so then you never got Kapara for the first Achila Chelev, and therefore there's no Yediyah, and therefore that's why you. I have one. So, well, no, it's only 25 hours, but only what you did the year before, not what you did during that day. We saw this once before, mm-hmm. Yom Kippur is actually Mechafer on a violation of Yom Kippur itself. So, Amalei, Rava Bar Chanan, Tarda, also he calls him a Tarda, Tanan, we have a mission that says, clearly, Harei Sheba Liyado, Suffik Aveir Bi Yom Kippurim. If you have a Suffik Aveir, the Suffik that you violate Aveir on Yom Kippur itself, Afil Im Chashecha, even like right by the Ila time, Potter, you potter from Asham Taloi, Shekola Yom Mechaper, because the whole day is Mechaper. So Yom Kippur works like an Asham Taloi. Yes, if you found out later, you definitely violate using the Chatas. And Yom Kippur, so you see that Yom Kippur clearly works. So Yom Kippur really works even for the day, Averus from the day itself. So if I ate a Chatas, I ate a Suffolk in the morning, I ate a Suffolk in the afternoon, I had Yom Kippur be Mechaper me in the middle of the day. That's the idea. So according to you, Abaye, if it turns out that those were Vada Yisurim, I should bring two Chatos. But we see you don't bring two Chatos. Must mean that Yediyah Suffolk does not work to split Chatos.
I
don't know, maybe there's an Isser about the Acher, I don't know. The Asher totally protects you from Yisurim. I don't know if you want to take the risk that you'll get punishments throughout the year. You've written the Asham Tavoy. Now I have, the protective dome over me until I find out for sure whether I bring a Chatas. Yeah, because Yom Kippur already provided me with
right,
the protective. Right. They don't have the protection. So now they're going to ask again on Abayi. Masiv Rav Idi Bar Ovin. Right? Achal V'shasa Behelem Achas. You ate and drank with one halama, one forgetfulness on Yom Kippur. Ein Chayiv El Chata Achas. You only Chayiv one Chatas. But the assumption is there's no possibility to eat and drink at the same moment. That's another source out of Kiddush. There's no possibility to eat and drink at the same moment. And so if you ate at moment A and then you drink at moment B, so in between moment A and moment B, Yom Kippur slipped in and was mechaper you. Right? It was mechaper you, I guess. For the chatas, right? Right. B'chiper lo, the Yom Kippur, mokam osm tolu kai, v'katani eno chayiv ela chatas achas. In this case, we found that you only chayiv one chatas. I don't know, why are you talking about osm tolu here? If you definitely ate on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv on osm tolu, you're chayiv chatas. I don't know. So the Yisrael Kodaitov, Yediyah Suffolk, Mechachos Lachatos, L'chayiv Shtei Chatos. But according to here, Yediyah Suffolk, maybe there's a suffix that he violated the Isser. I don't know what the suffix would be if he ate or drank on Yom Kippur. The suffix that he violated the Yom Kippur. So they say that the Yediyah, if you say that the kapara of Yom Kippur is considered a Yediyah suffix, it should split the two chatos. Right, fine. And ate and drink, amchayiv chatos. Yom Kippur is like Yediyah suffix. If you hold that Yediyah suffix is machalik between two chatos, you should bring two chatos, one for the achilah, one for shtiyah. But here you're only bringing one chatos. You see that Yediyah suffix is not machalik for chatos. Amri, so the Gemara answers, Ki Amar Rabbi Zera, when Rav Zeira said that Yediyah Suffolk is Machalkos L'Chatos, he only says that L'Rebbe. That's only according to the Sheet of Rebbe before. But HaRabbanan he. But all these Mishnais that we brought down before, that Yediyah Suffolk is not Machalkos L'Chatos, that's according to the Sheet of Rabbanan. So Gemara asks, wait, it can't be that you're saying that this Braisa is going according to the Sheet of Rabbanan. It's inconsistent. Wahami the Sefer Rebbe he, but if the Sefer of this Braisa is according to the Sheet of Rebbe, the Katani, how do we know the Sefer is Rebbe? The Braisa says, Shasa Tzir, you ate the fish brine. Oh, Muryat. Fish brine is like the sweat of the fish when you salt it. Or the Muryas, which is the fat that comes off from the fish. Your putter, if you drink that, your putter, because it's assumed that those are not Ruyu Mushtiya. The Medayik, Hachomates, when you drink vinegar Yom Kippur, you are Chayev. Umani, and who says that you drink vinegar on Yom Kippur, you be chayav for violating Yom Kippur? That is Rebbe. The sign of Rebbe, the Braisa says, Chometz ein meishivus hanefesh. Chometz does not do anything for the body, therefore you're not chayav on Yom Kippur. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say, Chometz meishivus hanefesh. Chometz is meishivus hanefesh, and therefore you drink vinegar, you are chayav on Yom Kippur. So the second part of the Braisa, which indicates that you are chayav for drinking chometz on Yom Kippur, that is Rebbe. Umi the Sefer Rebbe, Reish and Ami Rebbe. If the Sefer is Rebbe, then the Reish is also Rebbe. So Mar says, no, Amri, Sefer Rebbe, Reish Rabbanon. Oh, the guy is saying, oh, Enoch Nami. The two Braisas have two different parts. The Reish is Rabbanon, and therefore Suffolk, Yediyah Suffolk is not Mechatos Lechatos. And the Sefer, which says that you be chayav if you drink vinegar on Yom Kippur, that's going according to the Shita of Rebbe. Okay. Gemara is now going to ask again on Abaye. I don't know, we answered it, but I don't know why. So Masiv Rava. Rava asks on Abaye. Okay, Legabi Mi'iwa. Achol Hayom. Right? You ate some hektish, but only a chati puta. In order to violate Mi'iwa, you have to have benena, a full puta's worth. So I ate half a puta's worth of kachim. But achol l'machar, and I eat tomorrow another chati puta. Right? Or nena ayom. I was nena a half of puta's worth today, v'nena lamachar. V'achol hayom, or ate half a puta today, v'nena lamachar. And I was nena a half a puta tomorrow. Nena ayom, achol lamachar. I feel mikan v'asholosh onim. Even if there's a split, there's a time lag of 3 years between each chatzi puta, right? Minayin shehem etstar from zeh zeh. How do I know that they're mitstarif to each other, to mikhayim yakorim ila? Talmud lomar, the pasuk says, timol ma'al, right? Nefeshki timo mal v'chatu b'shkogu mikotche Hashem timo mal riba, that's a riboy, and therefore there comes to be mitzarif each chatzi puta, even if they're years apart. So now what's the question? V'amai, why are they mitzarif for karbonos? Ha'kipur alei Yom Kippurim. During those 3 years, there was badai Yom Kippur. There were probably three Yom Kippurim, possibly three, depending on what. Possibly three Yom Kippurim. Now Yom Kippur was going to be mechaper on him, because Yom Kippur is mechaper on Hashem Tavoy. And here, it's a suffix when he's violated the Mi'ilah, because he only took, it is an Usher Mi'ilah. I don't want to say Yom Kippur is Mechapin, right? Rashi says, HaKippur Lev Yom Kippurim Shebentayim HaChachi Shikama. That first Chachi Shir got Kapara from Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur is Mechapin on him. And according to Abaye, it's a Kasha. So why don't we say that since Yom Kippur is Mechapin, that's considered a suffix Yediyah, and that's going to be Mechalik between the two times, the two times I was Moel, and therefore I shouldn't be Mechalik. What you say that if you say that Suffolk Yediyah is considered Yediyah and it should split, so then that Chatzi Puta on year one was in one Helem, Chatzi Puta in year two was the second Helama, you can't combine them. So Amri, the answer in the Yeshiva, Ki Mechaper Yom Kippurim Al Yisura Al Amonu Lo Mechaper. Yom Kippur is on Mechaper on Yisurim and not on money violations. Which seems that we're placing Mi'ilah as a monetary violation because you were Nene from Hektesh. Not that you... What? Yeah, so I always thought that it was an Isser violation, that you violated Hektish, and then they punished you with the money. Saying here, the Iker Isser is the money, and if Yom Kippur is not Mechaper you. If the Ebi is Emo, or you can say, Ki Mechaper Yom Kippurim Al Kuli Shiura. Yom Kippur is only Mechaper on a Veirus, where you violate the complete Shir, Al Paga the Shiura Lo Mechaper. But if you only violate the Chachi Shir, Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. Because Yom Kippur, I guess this has to go according to the Shita, that says Chatzu Shir Min HaTorah is Putter. Because Yom Kippur is only going to be mechaper you when you violate an Isser. If Chatzi Shir is not an Isser, then there's no kapara. It's like, it's because it's so makel, with your machmir on you. So Yom Kippur is not machmir. Okay. V'chein Amar Reish Lakish. A little further. No, stop here. Have a good day. Have a good Yontif.